Welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal. Please join me as Dr. Serge, the wine guy, takes us through his family's multi-generational journey from the old country in Italy to becoming one of the United States' most unique wine distributors through its online portal, PastaAndVino.com. Hear the story of the 150 wines of PastaAndVino.com as it can only be told by Dr. Serge, the wine guy.
All right, we are here at Rebel OTR in Cincinnati, here with Susie, and tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're on location, and in fact, I have a glass of the Rebel Malbec, and what do you have, Susie?
I have a glass of the new vintage of the Rebel Rosé.
This is one of those places that, since we've known them, has been just a cool vibe. I mean, just being in here, the vibe is great. The people are awesome. And in just a couple minutes, we're going to start talking to some Rebel people and just see why it's so cool. Tell us about your rosé.
It's so perfect for summertime. It's very light, very refreshing. I just love a good rosé on a hot day, and it's perfect for today.
All right.
Hey everyone, we are here at Rebel OTR in Cincinnati and bringing you our friends Anthony and JC, the owners of Rebel. If you haven't been here, you really need to check them out. Anthony and JC, we love your wines, obviously, since we work well with you guys over the years. And we just want you to share with all of our friends back home in Kentucky a little bit about Rebel, how it came to be and what you guys are about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to kind of share our story. It's very grassroots. I mean, this is something that started when I was, 6 years old in my garage. My dad taught me how to make wine. My parents are from Italy. My dad's from the Alps of Italy, my mom's from Naples, and my dad made wine in the garage, and it was the coolest thing. I absolutely loved it, and he would have all his friends over. They had no TVs, just music, and just telling stories, and I loved that, and I thought, that's something I want to do when I get older. So moved, went to college, went out west for a bit, decided to come back to the Midwest to get closer to my parents. My dad asked me if I wanted to make wine and take over the hobby, and I was like, yeah. He's like, great, because your brother only drinks Coors Light, and your sisters don't even like to taste the wine.
So. Not sure if they're real Italians, I'm not sure.
Exactly. So he's like, do you have anybody you can make wine with? Because it's a lot of work, and I knew JC from work.
Yeah, for a whole month.
Yeah,
we knew each other.
And I asked him, I'm going to be making wine this weekend with my dad. What do you think? I said, does something like you be interested in?
Yeah, and I literally didn't hesitate, and I said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I also had no idea what I was getting into.
Yeah, yeah.
Nor did I know where the hell Kokomo was.
Right.
Other
Kokomo,
than a Beach Boys
Indiana
song.
That's where my parents, that's where we learned. And, the first couple years with my dad, it was 18%. It was hooch.
Yeah, yeah. I think most people call it Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, but, yeah. It was a little rough.
Like, it's good stuff,
people would have our wine. They're like, wow, that was awesome wine. But I slept on in the guest bedroom, and we never sleep in the guest bedroom.
Yeah. Or I woke up on the front lawn, because that happens.
The sprinkler woke me up.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah.
So we
recalibrated.
Yeah, we went back to the chalkboard with my dad and decided to tweak a few things. And every year we change something. Right? Better yeast, better barrels, better grapes. About year six, we were making a pretty good wine, Steuben fruit from
Kentucky. Yeah,
and it was like a Sangiovese. It had the nose was a little bit different, but it tasted great. It was almost like a Sangiovese, like Chianti. Yeah. And gave a bottle to a guy I work with, and he's like, "Man, you guys are doing it. I'd be interested in what you could do with you know, a California fruit, like a Merlot or something like that. So started shipping in fruit from California. Yeah. And then the hobby got crazy. I got to like 4 barrels.
Well, remember that was the first time we actually got like an actual invoice versus paying a farmer cash. So that's when I knew. I was like, oh.
And we went from paying cash to like and putting grapes in trash cans to get them shipped to the house and getting an invoice.
Yeah. Yeah, the invoice had a comma, and that's, I was like, oh shit, it's getting real.
And, you know, it just came to that point where we had a lot of our friends really liked our wine, and it was, the wine was just getting, the hobby was getting too big. My wife's like, I can't even get to the paper towels out of the basement, it's just nuts. So, wrote a business, a very simple business plan, almost like a brewery, but we make wine, right? It's the same unpretentious feel. We source our fruit, so we work with growers all over the country, mostly from Washington. And we kind of land on what wine we want to make.
And then we kind of just go from there. You know, and it's like, and Rebel's kind of two things, right? It's this building, it's this vibe, it's this fun stuff. We really wanted the place here to feel like when I went to the Myron household in Kokomo, Indiana, where there was just music playing, there was people talking, it was just drinking, sharing bites, no televisions or anything like that. And like really wanted that feel here. We were hoping that people would love that. But and it did, and it was awesome. But then Rebel's also this, like, our wine and getting that out to the masses, and you know, bringing on Alex as our, you know, master winemaker was clutch, and that allowed us to do a lot of scaling that we weren't, you know, able to do in your basement as your wife kicked us out from trying to measure from the fourth, fifth, and sixth barrels.
You know, me and Alex, he's one of the top winemakers in Ohio, you know, and we found him. He was the nephew of the nephew of one of my old clients, and came up in lunch conversation. He's been our winemaker ever since the get-go. So it's been cool. I mean, fast forward, now we're up to what, 12 wines? We started with the Sangiovese. We just launched a Syrah Rosé, Pinot Gris. We have a
Grunewald
coming
up. That's gonna be awesome.
And you know, it's funny though, the one wine I can't wait to release is the Zinfandel. So Zinfandel was the one wine my dad, and I'm blessed my parents are still alive, they're in their 80s, and you know, my mom's blown away with this place, right? She can't believe one of her kids, you know, had this idea to do it. My dad would be like, yeah, how's everything going? Good. How's the Zinfandel doing? I'm like, dad, like the only wine I don't make, right? And he goes, that's right, I don't have many years left. I'm like, wow, you're gonna play that card?
Yeah.
So so I was like, well, damn, he's in his 80s.
Yes,
so
we should probably make that.
Like a Zinfandel.
Yeah.
So we source a Zinfandel fruit from Lodi.
Yeah.
And it's 4 barrels, and it's going to be delicious.
It's going to be a monster.
I
cannot wait. Yeah. Alex won't let us release things early. You know, he has his plan. Dag on it. But yeah, no, it's really nice though. The Montepulciano is what I'm really waiting on.
Yeah, that would be another great one.
I can't wait.
Yeah. But it's cool. We're making all these different wines right in the heart of downtown Cincinnati, and over the Rhine neighborhood, where it has a lot of character and a lot of history. And the building that we're in right now, we brought to life. You know, it was all boarded up. And now we're here. Fast forward, now we're just celebrated 5 years. We've won best local winery every year we've been open, which is, you know, people vote on that, which is kind of cool. So people really appreciate what we do, and they like our wines, and we're just going to keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, we got a silver medal for our Cabernet Sauvignon. That was awesome. You know, it's just, things are happening at the little winery in OTR.
On behalf of all of us at PastaVino.com, we want to thank you for your support and for spending some time with us as we walk you through our wine portfolio. If you're like us and you believe food without wine is breakfast, then you'll fit right in with the PastaVino.com family. We hope you will subscribe and join us next month for the next edition of PastaVino.com's Wine About Wine.